Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Science. Science drops with Colette Kinsella.
They're adorable, especially on children. And they're a familiar sight here in Ireland in particular. But what exactly are freckles?
It's not a skin colour, it's a lifestyle.
Well, essentially, a freckle is an area of skin with concentrated pigment. You see, we have cells in our skin called melanocytes that produce a pigment called melanin. In some people, these melanocytes clump together and produce high concentrations of melanin. And these are what we call freckles.
You're so cute!
And there are generally two reasons why people get freckles. The first one is genetics. According to scientists, at least one gene is responsible for producing freckles. And people with light skin and red hair are more likely to develop them. So if you're a redhead and your parents had freckles, you'll probably get them too. The second factor is sunlight. When you spend time in the sun, your body kicks into action and produces a lot of melanin. And that's because it's the job of melanin to absorb and reflect UV rays and to stop your DNA from being damaged and your skin from being burnt. So these melanocytes, these clumps of pigment-producing cells, well, they darken when you're in the sun. And the end result is that fabulous freckled appearance. Now, freckles themselves are benign, but they're a pretty good indication of whether or not you've been in the sun for just a bit too long. Oh, and here's a word you might like to throw around today. The scientific term for freckles is aphelides. Now, isn't that pretty?
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.